Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, rather all. This is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders. This is Setting the Record Straight. Glad I could be with you back on the air today. Well, this has been a new day. Of course, I sat and looked at the Pope's arrival on CNN today and then missed it on Periscope. I mean, the White House actually did a Periscope broadcast, and I thought that was really great. However, I was sitting, so focused on the television broadcast of the Pope's arrival that I missed it. I would have loved to have participated in the live broadcast, but I missed it. I was listening to the Reverend Jesse Jackson today on Roland Martin's broadcast. I think it's the Radio Empowerment Network, but they do broadcast on Periscope. And I was surprised to learn that he is starting a very intensive political effort here in South Carolina. And I think it's one that's really needed, and I know it's welcomed, and it's a long time coming. And I was very pleased to hear that. And Reverend Jesse Jackson, having been born in South Carolina, I mean, it is great to have a civil rights advocate here in South Carolina and posting up in South Carolina. He made the announcement long ago, because I was looking at some of the news articles today, the Augusta Chronicle, that, first of all, I think it was about a week ago, he met with the Lawyers Association in Myrtle Beach and announced that he was going to be setting up three district offices in South Carolina, one in Charleston, one in Columbia, and the other one in Greenville, which is actually his place of birth. And so, you know, all things work together for the good and to those who call to according to his purpose. Because what has happened, he said in one of the articles that I read that because Reverend Jesse Jackson, spent an extensive amount of time here in South Carolina, he was led to reorganize political efforts here in South Carolina, and he is prepared to lead a coalition and a group of voters, actually, to help South Carolina and the governor here, Nikki Haley, adopt the plan to expand Medicaid. He did say what the numbers were, but the numbers were massive. A lot of money, I believe. If I'm wrong, I'm looking for the exact numbers. I thought he said $54 million. It may be even more money than that. In Medicaid, monies have been sent back to the federal government by Nikki Haley, and so Governor Nikki Haley. And so, you know, a lot of people have suffered from that. I know that my own mother, 94 years of age, her benefits were reduced to that of a like of, trying to think of the name of it, looking right at the name of it, but it's a reduced benefit under Medicaid, where she was not able just to walk into a doctor's office. She had to, you know, meet these certain requirements. And it just really complicated the medical process. And for someone 94 years of age, it's certainly more difficult to comply with all of those regulations attached to, like we would call PPO. I'm just now thinking of it. I didn't know that these monies were sent back. In fact, that was, and when I look at the news articles, if something else the media has done, is pretty much covered that up. And so there are very few articles on the subject. I'm looking here at the U.S. News Report. It says the clueless Nikki Haley, South Carolina governor, just doesn't seem to have any idea how much expanding Medicaid would help her constituents. Well, one thing is that you have a lot of elderly in the state of South Carolina, a lot of elderly voters in the rural parts of South Carolina. And so she really, really curtailed their benefits here, which is her constituency. Who does not want the elderly to be happy? That's in any jurisdiction where you live. The first people that we look to in which are significant voting blocks are the elderly. And I know I've spent my own time going to, you know, citizens' homes. I mean, that's less of a factor here in South Carolina. They're not a lot. They may be in the inner cities where Greenville is, or Charleston or Columbia, but not in the rural areas. There are not a lot of senior citizens' homes, but certainly those would be the people that she would eventually be appealing to get reelected as governor. So this just doesn't make any sense. She rejected those monies brought about, I assume, I'm reading meticulously through this article, by Obamacare. And so, I mean, these were free monies. I believe no strings were attached, where the recipients could receive additional medical. And so what we have is an issue here in South Carolina. It's the first of many. It's the first of many. And so I think to counter those efforts, Reverend Jesse Jackson, I'm very happy about it, is bringing a political agenda here that is going to be, the focus of which is to organize voters here, Democratic voters, to encourage them to, you know, just get up and running, to stimulate participation. And I'm one of them. I'm going to be one of the first people to attend the meeting conducted by Reverend Jesse Jackson. By the way, I did check the Rainbow Push official site. He said this morning they're going to be a series of meetings starting tomorrow night. I believe that initial meeting is going to be in Greenville, one in Columbia, one in Charleston. And those offices, in fact, Reverend Jesse Jackson is going to be setting up and opening offices in each one of those cities for the distinct purpose of first addressing or bringing together a coalition to address the lack of expansion of Medicaid in South Carolina. South Carolina is generally, I looked it up, there was a poll that was taken the other day on one of those news sites. You know how it is when you go on Yahoo or when you go on AOL or Bing or Google. There was a poll that took one state at a time and ranked the state in terms of resources and who was the richest, who was the poorest. And I believe South Carolina, out of 50 states, was ranked as number 34. And I didn't think that was that good because that's on the lower rungs of the list. Number one, I was very, very shocked about it. Number one, I'm a little ignorant about it, so I looked it up. Well, number one was Maryland, is the richest, considered the state with the most resources. And I'm saying to myself, out of ignorance, I'm saying, why Maryland? I looked up today a map. Maryland is situated right at Washington, D.C. A lot of workers of the federal government, those that are involved on Capitol Hill and the White House, I assume that's like a suburb. That's their suburb, even though they're traveling into, that jurisdiction, a state of Maryland. And so it is the state with the most resources and the richest state. How about that? Well, South Carolina is 34, and I don't think I forgot to rank Michigan, which is my birthplace and hometown. But one thing is for sure, if you're in the poorest state, you certainly, as a government official, governor, the leading you should really resist any temptation to politicize funds and resources coming into the state to help, especially the elderly or those or other constituents that are ill and that need money to deal with their medical issues. What was she thinking, says one of the articles. What was Nikki Haley thinking? Obviously, she's never been ill, or she would probably think twice about the decision and the impact on the many, many people situated here in South Carolina. So anyway, I'm quite pleased about Reverend Jackson's efforts. And I encourage you, because I did not see the particular details right now, he says he's going to post them on his website. They might be posted by today or tomorrow morning, whereby you can attend one of those meetings and register to participate. Oh, by the way, biggest news of the day, besides the poll, is the National Register to Vote Day is today. And so he's also bringing people together, excuse me, to organize a registration drives in all of these areas. And I'm sure they're going to reach into the outer areas, the more rural areas of South Carolina, to bring the voters together. And, hey, that's a laudable effort as well, and it's about time is what I want to say. It really is. It is about time. We had that kind of political buzz and activity in South Carolina. Hopefully, we will gain some ground here. And when I say we, I'm talking about an organization of people that has an agenda to serve the people of South Carolina. And then it's less politicized and it's more focused on the needs of the people. You see, we need politicians that do that and not politicians that politicize everything and where it negatively impacts the resources of its constituents. And that's what Governor Nikki Haley has done. And almost, you know, she almost kind of got away with it because it was highlighted by Reverend Jesse Jackson. I heard it a couple of months ago, and there's not much news coverage on it. How about that? Not much news coverage on it. I have researched the articles, and I've seen very little about it. I see an article, a Huffington Post politics article, but it's a small article, as were the other articles in the Augusta Chronicle and so forth. But in any event, please look for those meeting. I'm going to continue researching and get the information again and hopefully repeat the times and days and the place of the meetings here on Setting the Record Straight. Well, I thank you again for tuning into the broadcast. Thank you for listening. It's been a busy news day. So this is National Register to Vote Day, so we have to get going, organizing for people to get registered and also to be encouraged to get involved politically. You know, our own personal pep rallies have to take place, so we won't take these things for granted. All right, thank you again. If you wish to contact me, you may go to my email at bks1233.com. You may listen to an archived broadcast of this episode at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015. All right, thanks again for listening. Have a very good evening. Enjoy yourself and talk to you next time.